Taylor Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbythechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lo Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lo Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lo Choir.
License 84417.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work. So why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
It's April 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of April, 1960, Major League Baseball players' names appeared on the back of their uniform jerseys for the very first time. And in the process, it completely ruined a classic comedy routine.
Say, who's on first?
Why, it's McIntyre. Can't you read?
Have a great April 19th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
Keith Peters reporting a full jury of 12 people and 6 alternates was seated Friday in Donald Trump's alleged hush money case, setting the stage for opening statements next week in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Hours later, an appeals court rejected a last-minute bid by Trump to halt the trial over his claims that the jury selection was unfairly rushed. Israel and Iran are both playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike near a major airbase and nuclear site in central Iran. The muted public responses signal the two bitter enemies are ready to prevent their latest eruption of violence from escalating into a full-blown region-wide war. Another mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 211 points. The NASDAQ dropped 319. This is SRN News.
But look around at your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music.
Caitlin Clark, first in the draft, is only making 76 grand. Wemben Yama makes 12 mil, 'cause he was lucky to be born a man. Donald Trump fell asleep while picking a jury, saving his energy for the next Trump rally. Last minute taxes, money that I owed, I had to pay. Now I am broke.
Grazie. Tune in next week where I sing about my duet with Billy Joel that got cut off.
Big deal. It is 5:07 on News Talk 93.1 FM. One of our listeners, Jerry Thomas, is a musician, songwriter of many years. And he wrote a patriotic song back in 1981 and redid it and had it redone in Nashville with session players. It's MAGA all the way, only 2 minutes and 20 seconds long. It's called Freedom Loving America, and we're going to play it here in just a minute. So thank you, Jerry. It'll be something original, making its premiere on the show here in just a little bit. Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire is the company we recommend. Company, it's like a big family. Really is. Don's son, Mitch, runs the Millbrook location on top of Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Don is the man downtown at 408 Madison. And, of course, there's a crew at Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And each one of those locations have some common denominators. Talented, qualified people to run diagnostics and repair your vehicle. Wholesale price tires, major name brands that in which they always include a installation price, so there's no games or gimmicks. They don't shoot you a number, get you, and they say, oh, and by the way, if you want it installed, it'll cost this. They don't do that. They take away your excuses. If you're too busy to get your car taken care of, well, just ask them for a ride back to your house or work or wherever you need to be, and they'll do that while they're working on the vehicle so you can move along with your day. And their customer service is top-notch, and now they've launched their VIP program. There's no charge to join it. Just get a VIP card so that you get 10% off whatever you have done at all three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations. And please look them up on Facebook. I do believe Jay Conan's going to join us shortly.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm going to go check. Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower Hightower Enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Rubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
I'll have what she's having.
Do it again. I like it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Premier, freedom-loving American, Jerry Thomas. System, and we are going to make it part of our culture.
Yeah.
Ah, that sounds hip, doesn't it?
Great.
Okay, you'll never guess in a million. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You'll never guess who's on the phone at 510.
Jay Quallen.
Yeah. Wow. Good guess. Hi.
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 How's your day, darling?
I tried to come in today, but of course, and true fashion, Jared is stuck on a scene, and so I have both kids, and you don't need that.
You mean a crime scene in a city where there's never any crime?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I mean, in our defense, he's not in Montgomery. He's outside of Montgomery. So, but yeah. And I'm tired.
I think we all are for some reason. I actually think there was a lot of emotional stress this week that was triggered by that horrible crime. We all feel the pain of the family with the woman who was caught in the crossfire. And that really brought all of the other stuff to a head. And today we got a lot of double talk and meaningless initiative bull.
Do they have a suspect yet? I haven't heard anything.
No, nothing. Nothing.
Still chasing down leads.
I find that wild with as many cameras as we have.
Yeah, I do too. And I believe there were some eyewitnesses and others. I don't get it. But if we don't see an arrest on this, that's another reason to go back a week from Tuesday and remind them we're not happy with the performance.
I know. I
want to
go.
I do too. I would love to. I would love to take 3 minutes. Can you imagine the little chat I will give to the council?
I mean, I'll talk. I don't live in Montgomery anymore, but I have a business in Montgomery, and this crime affects our business.
Very much does. Very much does.
I don't do criminal law, and so.
And I don't want to.
If I was doing criminal law, I'd be all for it. But this affects because my families are moving out of the River Region because of the crime.
Exactly, and that's really a shame. It's really a shame. But don't worry, they're working on new initiatives. I mentioned this on the air this morning, I think it was. Okay. I've been listening to the same forking excuses for 60 years. It's always blame the same people. Okay. We never spend enough money, even though we've spent trillions. It's never a matter of individual responsibility or a culture that's gone haywire. And right now, I think part of the problem is that nobody's going to try and commit a crime unless they think they can get away with it.
No, you can. I mean, that's the thing, though. We're going after. Look at the country, right? They're going after people for January. What, January 6th?
Yeah, for the crime of being in D.C.
But yet, all of these other crimes that have, like, I don't know, taken people's lives, property, money. Like, we do nothing about it. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Someone with firsthand knowledge just called in and says, I promise you, something is being done and we are working on that case.
They're working on
that case. I don't doubt that people aren't working on it, you know, because there are a lot of wonderful people that work in the city of Montgomery that are doing their best. But without the proper leadership, they cannot keep up. And these employees have got to be exhausted.
I'm sure.
Well, and it's no secret. We keep hearing different numbers, but we're severely understaffed. Why are we still paying? If we're not going to pay police, what are we paying a 10% sales tax for exactly? For more green energy chargers on the west side? For more smart bus benches?
Somebody told me a number the other day, and I can't remember what it is, but it was sickening low. Like, it was like, oh my.
Yeah. Under 200 was the number you were told, under 200?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That is beyond ridiculous. And you never see them anywhere. Look, you know, part of the deterrent to reckless driving is knowing there's police all over the place. You don't want to get caught. Not that I'm inclined to do that.
I drive way better when Jared's behind me.
But
it's true. The only time I see MPD officers is when I'm making that right at Ripley on the Madison. So I go that way every day, you know, to work from Wetumpka. I never see MPD officers anywhere else throughout the day. Right. And I work downtown. Never.
Yeah, and it's a big secret. It's like Reed was asked at the press conference today, why did the police chief resign? And he said, well, you have to go ask him. And my reaction to that was, he submitted a letter of resignation. What did it say? Did you even read it? It's so insane.
You know they're not lacking law enforcement presence. in front of Mayor Reed's house. He has 24-hour surveillance.
Oh, well, most bad mayors do.
So I'm just saying, like, we're not losing surveillance over there.
No.
You know, they've got that on
lock.
Well,
he's important.
It's sickening.
It is. It really is.
But then think about the officers that you're putting in these positions. You're putting these officers on the street, and they're outnumbered. They're outmanned. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Right. And then we have judges that release people who have no business being out of a prison just based on their long rap sheet. So we are like last on the at the bottom of the totem pole on a priority basis. Just tax passes.
I got it. 36093 has it on lock. Elmore County, hats off to you. I have no issues. I have no issues in Wetumpka. I have no issues with Elmore County Sheriff's Department. There is a presence. I see Wetumpka police. Every time I get in the car and I go down to Wetumpka, constantly see police presence. Constantly seeing sheriffs in my neighborhood.
That's because Wetumpka's not being run by a radical leftist.
I mean, that's fair. But I just want to say, like, hats off to, like, Elmore County. Because they're in it to win it. They're doing a great job. Montgomery, I don't see them anywhere.
And I swear, based on the stories, we have, you know, that's what I would go to this meeting and say. Look, I'm a talk show host, but what I mostly do is listen. And I'm here to tell you what I'm hearing from the people that care enough to put their opinion in public. And
if you want to go, Greg, I'll go and stand next to you. I'll be your hype girl. I'll be like, go, Greg.
Wow.
Go,
Greg. Hey, I like that idea a lot. So what do you got planned this weekend?
I want to get one of those fedora hats, though, that says media in it.
All right. I'll
like,
get
I'm
you.
Important.
I have one. I have one I can spare.
What am I doing this weekend?
Yeah.
Getting my life in order. I have laundry. Like, stupid stuff, y'all. Like, laundry. My garage is insane. We've got to finish getting the yard, like, summer ready, pool ready. The pool's at 76 degrees. So we're like, my kids are fine, but like, I'm almost there. The pool's got to hit 80 before I'll get in it.
Yeah, I still think about filling mine in because you really only use it maybe 3 months.
That is ridiculous. We use our pool like 9 months out of the year.
And it costs good money to keep it in, you know, clean operating condition. It's crazy.
You're being such a curmudgeon. Stop it. The pool is glorious. Like, you know what? Maybe if you went outside and like, you know, had a mocktini and laid on a pool float, you might get, you know, it might make you feel good. Just get some vitamin D, float around, release your stresses.
Well, the one thing that the pool does allow me to do is read without glasses, because if the sun's out, I can read without glasses. So it's because I've missed the joy of reading.
I mean, I feel like, go float around. Like, get you a nice float. You and the pup just out there floating around in the pool, living your best life.
You think Steven can loan me one of his dinosaur floats?
Absolutely. We got pirate ships with actual spray guns.
Oh, man.
We have dinosaurs. We have dragons. We have a unicorn.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't mind, because I currently use your old luggage to when I travel, so why not one of your old pool floats?
I mean, I'll get you a new pool float. Like, I will spare that expense.
No, I'm not too cheap to buy one. I just never think to look. But
pool floats are expensive, though. Like, if y'all look, like, the one that I want, I picked one out, like, this really nice one. It had, like, a cup holder in it. It was, like, an old school. Like, it had the armrest.
Right, yeah.
Kind of like from the 90s. It was, like, styrofoamy.
Yeah, this one, I had one like that, and it just got old. And then I duct taped it and did all this other stuff to keep it around a little bit longer. And then finally it just gave out. Had to toss it.
Like, I mean, $100 for a pool float that my kids are going to destroy. I just can't do it.
No.
Like, I can't do it. But we get a lot of hand-me-downs from other people that had pools. Like, we have like 10 boogie boards out in the backyard right now. I don't know what they're going to do with them, but like, we're going to boogie board it up this summer because we got them.
Well, look, have a great weekend doing all the things that you need to do, and we'll look forward to chatting with you.
Are you guys working Monday?
What's Monday?
Confederate Memorial Day.
Oh, another one of our fake state holidays. Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking off because the courts are closed. So I may see you guys on Monday.
That'd be great. Come in the morning. We'll be here at 6.
Let me, we'll talk.
All right. Thanks. Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Coming up in about 10 minutes, now playing with Ellen Murray. Miss Murray, our movie maven, is going to talk about three films that are premiering this weekend. And the fun today is going to be about looking at the written descriptions, the premises of these three films, and then deciding if one, two, three, or none of them, based on the idea that created the movie, are worth going to see. Because that's how word of mouth gets around. So that's about, 9 minutes away or so. As soon as she can break free. When you're shopping for furniture, if you're not including Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings in your shopping, you're really shortchanging yourself. Because it's all about looking at everything there is to see, not just shopping for price, but for selection. They've got a huge showroom, 60,000 square feet. And you've got two of the best furniture people you'll find anywhere in America in that store. Stella Beard, manager, and now assistant Leslie Wolfolk, who has decorating background. So if you have questions to ask about compatibility, bring a photo of a room. You need one piece for it. They'll help you find it. Also, creative offerings like new home entertainment centers for today's large screen TVs. 50% off the top ticket price. The best expertise available. Lower sales tax, 8.25% there versus 10% right up the street. So you save on that as well. You can go 0% for qualified customers if you spend a grand or more with a Synchrony luxury account. Great reasons to shop wiser and buy Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. In fact, visit them online. That'll give you a great impression of just how incredible the selection is and how much money there is to save at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And again, at shopkaiser.com. Hitting the traffic dungeon at 527.
Well, we're very busy everywhere this afternoon, as normal for this time of day. And we've got a very bad accident on East South Boulevard. If you're coming up from Woodley Road, headed to Troy Highway, it's going to be right near Wallace Drive. Three lanes are currently blocked at that location. Traffic is backing up and is almost backed up to Woodley Road. Buckle up, drive carefully. It is going to be a mess there for just a bit. I-65 and 85 loaded up this afternoon with slow traffic. 85 northbound, Taylor to Chantilly. We're busy on 85 south from around Jackson Hospital up to the 65 merge. And 65 northbound, pretty busy out of Montgomery this afternoon. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. The Alabama House has passed a $9 million budget package that includes funds to recruit and retain teachers in the state. Teachers will also receive a 2% raise, and the budget allocates funds to hire more administrators. The education budget has now been sent to the Senate for approval. A Montgomery man has been hospitalized with a life-threatening gunshot wound. The shooting happened Wednesday afternoon in the 8400 block of Legends Drive at an apartment complex off Taylor Road near Troy Highway. The victim's name has not yet been released. Five Alabama families have filed lawsuits claiming the UAB Department of Pathology removed the organs from dead Alabama Department of Corrections inmates without permission from family members. The lawsuits filed in state court describe similar conditions in all five cases. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Come
see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RQ77074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PE00214, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
By Le Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Le Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Le Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Le Choir.
License 84417.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, so a palindrome is a word or a phrase or a number that reads the same backwards as forwards, like madam or race car or taco cat.
Taco cat.
So check this out.
What?
April 20th is a palindrome day.
What?
4/20/24. When you read it backwards, it's
4/20/24. Wow.
Dude, wow is a palindrome too.
Whoa!
I'm an Amerigo, a German am I. Never auto even if I had a high five. Madam, I'm Adam, too hot to hoot. No lemons, no melon, too bad I hit a brute. Lisa Bonet ain't no basil. Wrong.
So the big fuss is tomorrow is a palindrome for 2024, goes the same numbers forwards and backwards. I'm sorry, I just don't find that all that exciting. It's not an eclipse. And these things happen all the time, and there's a lot of words that do the same thing. We went over a whole bunch of them this morning. And it's 420 because that's when the dopers like to get out and do their devil's lettuce. Or wacky weed, or some of the other. God, I can't remember most of them for some reason. And I did my share of that stuff many, many years ago. In fact, I'm the dumbass that managed to walk into a county courthouse with an ounce of it in my briefcase, not thinking they were going to search me. They did. I got arrested. I was down there to testify in a murder investigation. Thankfully, the state's attorney that I was supposed to meet came in. The guy looked just like Clark Kent, the Christopher Reeve Clark Kent. And he walks in the room and he's got a funny smirk on his face. In the meantime, the woman that was in charge of this dangerous criminal was sassing me up and down about what an idiot I was. Well, I was. And what the hell you thinking bringing that in? Stop. I had no answer for that.
Obviously, I was.
So he takes the evidence, and I forget what he did with it, but he told the bailiff that was watching me that I was down there to do my civic duty, that I was really a good guy who made a dumb, dumb mistake, and that, and I'll never forget this, he said, I'm sure Mr. Budell will never do this again. And the way that ended up, I know some of you heard the story. I'm going to tell it quickly. So I went up and I did my interview on this murder investigation. And we had such a great chat. He says, let's go get a drink. That'll help keep you away from that dope. Have some refreshing alcohol. Now, the county courthouse building in Cook County, Chicago, is in a terrible neighborhood. I mean, one of the worst. And they've got a big prison attached to it. So we walked out the back door of the building into an alley. It was just like the Untouchables. It was dark. I thought maybe this is where I'm going to get in trouble. But no, we just walked to the building that was across the alley. He knocked on the door in some kind of coded fashion. And a little speakeasy door slid open. I forget what the code word was, but the door opened. And inside was this million-dollar bar. Fine mahogany paneling, brass, comfortable chairs. He says, this is where we and some of the lawyers pooled our money so we'd have a place to go after work where we wouldn't have to worry about security. Because they do have to worry about that. And we sat there for 3 hours, just chatting it up about radio. But for at least 20 or 30 minutes, I was looking at 10 years in prison for having an ounce of pot, because in those days, it was pretty stiff penalties. Not to mention losing my radio career and my career with Styx, because I was still with them. What a relief at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And he gave me his card, and he says, if you think of anything else that we didn't cover in the interview today, call me. And there's my home number. I'm on the way home to my house way in the southwest Chicago suburbs, cruising along Archer Avenue, feeling on top of the world because I'd escaped this terrible jackpot. And then I see Mars lights in the rearview mirror. I get pulled over. The first thing the officer says, son, I smell alcohol on you. I'm placing you under arrest for driving under the influence. And I don't, and this is my God's honest truth to you, I don't think I was doing, I may have been speeding a little bit, not much, but I was not weaving around or anything. I felt like I was under control. And I remembered I had that business card in my pocket. And I said, I was just downtown with the state's attorney cooperating in a murder investigation. If you don't believe me, call him because I had drinks with this guy. Here's his card. He goes back to the squad car, comes back about 5 minutes later and says, son, please be careful on the rest of your drive. And I know you'll never do this again. Heard that twice in the same day. Pretty wild stuff.
Yeah.
Miss Murray will be unable to join us for our now showing feature.
Oh, crap! Oh, damn it!
Yeah.
Oh, crap!
Oh, crap!
Oh, crap!
Oh, crap!
Today we're going to talk about movie premises because that's the first thing. All right, what's it about? When somebody recommends a movie, what's it about? Now, the smart-ass answer is always 2 hours long, but the premise on which the movie is based. And is it creative? Is it something different? And there are three movies premiering today that we were going to discuss, but we'll leave that to Monday. I don't think any of these are going to be giant box office hits, but she had some issues that came up and was unable to change or resolve the conflict time-wise. So she will rejoin us again Monday at 5:35. Right now, it's 5:42.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Bradfield, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello?
Mrs. Lord, good day to you. How do you do?
All right.
Good. This is Dr. Sid Manazibo. I call on the behalf of the school board in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I called to ask you about your boy because he go back to the school this week. Am I correct? He go back to the Ainsley High School I have down here on my paper.
Yes.
And they say that the boy is fine, but they suspect that you have, that maybe the boy get the violence and the anger from you, because they have me to call you so I can schedule you for brain examination, because they suspect that he, either you or the boy, has cranial stenosis.
What is that?
That is crazy. It makes you crazy. It makes you very bad temper.
I'm a crazy parent.
That is what the school tell me. You do not come to the doctor's office to get checked out. We cannot let your boy back in the school.
Okay, well, then he just won't be back in the school.
Do not raise voice at me, ma'am. I am doctor.
Doctor who?
Dr. Azibo. Dr. Sidman Azibo. I'm from the Nigeria. Please respect me, ma'am.
I won't give a where you from? You don't call. He'll talking about somebody damn crazy calling. He'll come back. He must be crazy because his mama kind of crazy. She needs brain surgery.
Yes, ma'am. The American black women, that is what you do. You get so angry so quick because you drink the liquor. And you get angry. You get
because you drink the liquor.
Yes, ma'am. That is what's wrong with American women.
Wrong with you?
Now, Miss Lord, what time is good for me to come? Because you obviously need the medicine. I have the medicine here for you, for your brain.
Well, you come bring me the medicine for my brain to my house.
What is
you got the number, so you should have the address.
I bring the medicine with a Nigerian whooping right behind him.
Okay, but you bring your Nigerian whooping, and I got get a whooping for your ass. Come on.
Don't you start with me, Miss Lord.
You don't call here with no
I will smack you right now. I will walk out, shut up, and I will put the move on you, baby.
Where you? I move on. Abracadabra, move on.
Your son is going to be just like he's going to be just like you, and you're all going to.
But if my son is going to be just like me, he's going to be alright.
You and your son will go to the club together and chase me.
Yourself, old sister.
I'm not. I'm not sick. You were calling me doctor.
Call me nurse.
Call you crazy because that is how you act. You act like you're crazy. You act like you're stuck.
You didn't want got craniac or something, whatever. You didn't want got something wrong with
freaky dicky.
Back it on phone before I find out where the you at.
Your son will work at rallies and make big Bufords for me.
All right, that's all right. And he'll have get here to bring home some big Bufords for his family.
And then you will get big and you will have a chili dog belly.
That's all right. You got a chili dog face. Your long face.
Always funny. Dr. Sigmund Azibo. I was looking for something that I came across the other day that would be fun to play. It's an old memory, but I can't find it. Some of my stuff has just vanished. What was the thing we were looking for earlier that we couldn't find? With Eddie and Joey.
Huh? You found it because you played it that afternoon.
No, earlier this afternoon.
Oh.
We had discussed it with Eddie and Joey, and I went to look for it, and it was gone. No big deal. All right, some of you are going on a date tonight, maybe for the first time with somebody. And I got a thing in one of my prep packages today about five things your date immediately notices about you. So let's see, because your body language. Now, I happen to not only take a course in body language, but I aced it. And it's something that still works. In fact, I recommend if you're in a liberal arts program, you really, and they offer something like that, take it. It's a great skill to have in the business world. And maybe on a date. Your body language. So stuff like how you walk or how you sit in your chair, good posture makes you more attractive and signals that you have confidence. I agree with that. And sometimes I need to pay more attention to my posture. When you were in high school, did they have a posture queen contest?
No.
We did. Your facial expressions. This includes making eye contact versus looking away constantly. Well, that looks like you're being evasive. And it's also another sign you lack confidence. Or smiling authentically instead of forcing it. Number three, your grooming and hygiene. Obviously, you need to cover the basics, a shower, brushing your teeth, doing your hair. There are other things, too, like if your nails and beard are trimmed or what kind of fragrance you're wearing. I saw something the other day. Somebody said it seems like more men have beards now than don't. I don't agree with that. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have them, but I don't think the bearded men outnumber the not bearded men.
Not that I've noticed.
No. And I did try to grow one. I mean, I can grow a beard. Growing the beard is not the problem. The problem is, I have... It didn't connect. For some reason, at the point below the mustache, mm-hmm. nothing would come in there. So it looked disjointed. And I've got enough here. I don't need any more here. Your outfit, just make sure it's appropriate for the venue. You don't want to be overdressed in a suit at a bar or underdressed in a t-shirt at a nice restaurant. In fact, I still... And this is something that supposedly Gen Z wants to do away with. Any type of dress code in the workplace or anywhere else. I know, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
There's a thing that we used to celebrate called class. I am not a naturally classy guy, but if you're going to a really nice restaurant, and I do like to enjoy them, I don't want to be sitting next to somebody and their fuzzy shoulders because they decided this is the place to wear a tank top.
Right.
Just saying. And I think there's a, you know, dressing up a little bit. Nobody's doing anything. You hardly see, except for lawyers and people in that profession, who have to wear a suit to work every day. Like my dad did. My dad had one of those, I don't know what the fabric was, day crown, whatever. Because most of the suits I have are silk or something like that. So I could pretend I'm in the mafia. But whatever this fabric was, it had an abrasive quality to it. And it removed his leg hair.
Goodness.
Yeah, I mean, fit corduroy does that too.
Yeah.
Then finally, your manners and how you treat your server. That is one of the legendary benchmarks, like on a first date, if you go out to eat. I don't understand a first date at a movie. That's just dumb. If you're supposed to, if you're interested in somebody, you want to learn about them and ask questions and see if you are in fact with somebody where there's potential, how the hell are you going to get that watching The Sound of Music? You're just not. But that the way you treat the server and so forth is very critical.
Absolutely.
Give away stuff. So once again, we passed along information that everybody probably knew, but it never hurts to get rebriefed on something. Our Florida man of the week, wearing sunglasses at night, got pulled over by police because he was driving erratically. He had allegedly fired a gun during a neighborly dispute. What kind of a dispute is neighborly? When I hear the word neighborly, I see two people talking over the backyard fence.
Exactly, not guns.
Neighborly does not apply to gunfires. Whoever wrote this crap sucks. Fired a gun during this neighborly dispute. Officers confronted Brett McPeak outside of his home and asked him to show his hands. "I'm cracking this beer, okay?" McPeak reportedly said. "This beer is cold, sir, and I want to drink it." Officers declined his request. He's now being charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and using a firearm while under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah.
Felonies. Yeah. And these stories come out of Florida like they're being cranked out of a machine. Rather incredible. I want to thank the Turner family, Donnie and Brandon Turner, for their ongoing support, Free Speech and Talk Radio, and our messaging here on News Talk. Very, very grateful. These are the people that you want if your car is damaged in a wreck. For four decades plus now, and Montgomery Paint and Body, it was never Donnie Turner's plan to open his own business. But he was kind of compelled to do it because when he first came into it, there were a lot of shenanigans going on in the automobile repair business. Well, we're going to charge them for this part, but we're not going to order it or pay for it because the customer won't know it's not there. It's really not necessary. And Donnie's reaction to that was, "I'm going to know, and I don't choose to live that way." So he actually got fired for standing up for principle. How about that? So he opened MPB four decades ago, and now they are the brand, the best in the business of making cars look good as new, maybe better. That's their goal each and every time, fixing all the damaged parts. And then when that part is finished, restoring the look of the vehicle to as good as new, maybe better, from bumper to bumper. They do it with state-of-the-art technologies, talented people, and what we used to call elbow grease, that extra effort that got you the best possible result. So, nobody, and they don't want you to be in an accident. we know what a hassle it is. Police reports and insurance adjusters and claim numbers and bureaucracy and all that. But at the end of all that hassle, at least you can look forward to a car that's going to look dazzling. 2-7 wreck with a W. If your car is not drivable after an accident, have it towed to MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, I don't have to tell you if you're on I-65 or 85. It is very busy out there this afternoon. The boulevards are as well. East South Boulevard, if you're traveling from Woodley Road over to Troy Highway, might want to take an alternate route. We had a three-vehicle accident. All lanes were blocked at Wallace Drive at one point. We are seeing a tremendous backup on the maps there towards Woodley Road. Use caution wherever you are. We've got heavy traffic reported everywhere, including Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. We'll keep you updated if anything else happens to slow you down. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tire, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995 dot fee. Expires 4/30/24.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
One last story to squeeze in here before we wrap up at 6. Ozempic face now taking over Hollywood. A leading cosmetic, you know, Ozempic for weight loss has become a phenomenon. They can barely keep up with demand in producing this stuff. Now doctors claim that celebrities from John Goodman to Sharon Osbourne are among those hardest hit by the alleged condition. Some side effects of taking Ozempic include sunken eyes, gaunt cheeks, and saggy skin, often making the user look older and more deflated. So this is the new thing. Yeah, they're losing the weight. It's working in that regard, but it's leaving behind these hideous sound effects. Side effects.
And the people who really need it, the diabetics, can't get it.
That's crazy, too.
Yeah.
That should be a priority situation. But then again, Viagra was not invented for...
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Saved by the inspector. On behalf of Rosie Brock. And special thanks to Eddie Bader and Joey Clark for hanging with us the first hour today. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great and safe weekend. I will see you bright early Monday morning with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott until we meet again. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.